Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You are- everything. You my everything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to gather here before your people on Prolific Fire, God, to tell them what thus says the Lord, God. I pray over everybody that's tuning in tonight, oh God. Everybody that will be listening to the replay, God, I pray over them, God, that they will receive from this message what you want for them, want them to receive. God, in the name of Jesus, let your name make it the glory. Sit me down, Lord God, and you speak to your benefit however you see fit. In the name of Jesus, let God be the glory. I pray over the airways, God, that there be no interruption whatsoever. No weapon formed against this ministry shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Poverty Safety. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 and verse 10. I'm going to read Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 and verse 10 from the ICB. While Jonah was stomach of a fish, he prayed to the Lord his God. Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish bit Jonah out of his stomach onto the dry land. This is how the chapter 2 began for Jonah and how it ended in verse 1 and verse 10. Notice, nothing happened to change Jonah's situation until he prayed. Then, when, after he prayed. Tonight's foundation of text says, then the Lord spoke to the beloved. What is it that you need God to speak to on your behalf? What is it that you need God to speak to on your behalf? Well, I need you to know tonight, beloved, that God will not speak until you pray. God will not speak to whatever it is until you pray. You see, Jonah prayed. Jonah prayed, and then God spoke in that order. The prayer came first, and then God spoke. It had Jonah bound, and the fish had no choice. He had to spit Jonah out of his stomach. God wants you to pray. He wants you to repent so that you can give the devil no choice. He has to let you go. Jonah chapter 2, verse 10 from the NIV says, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Somebody, God has commanded, and so shall it be. God has commanded, and so shall it be. That situation that is making you sick has to set you free. God has commanded, and so shall it be, that that situation that's making you sick, it has to set you free. Somebody else, that situation that you're sick of has to set you free. You're sick of it, and that's enough for God. You've been praying about it. Now it has to set you free. Because like Jonah, you have been praying for deliverance, praying for another chance, praying for your life to be like it used to be again, praying that if God could just let you see, that if God would just let you see the light of day again, beyond that prison cell, somebody, praying to be resurrected from that hospital bed, etc. You are praying, so expect things to shift suddenly. You are praying, so expect things to shift suddenly. Trap doors, hidden doors to open suddenly. Matthew 7:7 from the NIV. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. The Bible tells us clearly to ask, seek, knock. The Bible tells us to do three things. Ask, seek, knock. All of which involves making a sound. There's a sound attached to asking. There's a sound that comes from seeking. There's a sound released in the earth when you knock. There's a sound attached to asking. There's a sound that comes from seeking. Somebody keep on seeking. There's a sound that's going forth from your seeking. There's a sound released in the earth when you knock from the earth to heaven. Cause remember, in Revelation 3:20, think about it. Revelation 3:20 from the King James Version says, Jesus himself knocked. He had to knock to gain access to enter in and sup with us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. That's access. I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Okay, if Jesus had to knock, we are no better than Jesus. If Jesus had to knock, release a sound to get what he wanted in Revelation 3:20, then we have to knock. Ask, seek, knock. And God will respond by then speaking, making a verbal sound to that fish, to that person, place, or thing that has a hold on you. When you ask, seek, and knock, God will respond. He will respond then by making a verbal sound to that fish. And that fish can be a person, place, or thing. Whatever it is that has a hold on you, he will command it to let you go, to vomit you up, releasing you from any and all things imaginable. Then the sound, tonight's message. Then the sound. The word then announces a shift, a switch up in event. The word then announces to the gates of hell, every device and system of the enemy, that it's not over yet. But love is not over yet. Most importantly, a sound is released to the enemy to let him know it's not over yet for you. It's not over yet for me. It's not over yet for Providence Tate. It's not over yet. Imagine what would have happened if Jonah had decided not to pray, even though he had disobeyed God. Just imagine. What if his heart had been so cold that he chose not to repent? Like many of you, you need to repent. What if his heart had been so cold that he chose not to repent? Then there would have been no sound coming from the inside of that fish. You ever thought about that? If he had not repented, there would not have been a sound coming from the inside of that fish, which means that God would have had nothing to respond to. If a sound wasn't coming from the inside of that fish, if Jonah hadn't repented, God would have had nothing to respond to. And therefore, he would not have spoke to the fish to spit Jonah out of his stomach. He would not have commanded the fish to vomit him up onto dry land. You see, beloved, God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to make the first move. Yes, you messed up. Yes, you disobeyed. Yes, you didn't do everything that you needed to do. Yes, you're holding some things that you need to let go of. But he's waiting on you to make the first move, to pray, to repent. And when he hears the sound, when he hears the sound of your repentance, then he will speak to whatever he needs to speak to, to get it to vomit you up, to get it to spit you out. to get it to release its hold on you. Somebody, you got generational curses that the Lord needs to release you from. He wants to release you from, but he can't do it until you pray and repent. You may not even know what's in your generation. Still pray. Still ask the Holy Spirit and pray. Somebody tune in tonight. God says there's not enough sound coming out of you. That's why you're not seeing the release that you need. That's why you're not seeing the deliverance that you need. God says there's not enough sound coming out of you. You want God to do this and do that, but there's not enough sound coming out of you. For your situation to be as bad as it is, as restricting as it is, where's the sound? God says, where is the sound? For everything that you're going through, as bad as it is, where is the sound? God is listening for the sound. Psalm 34 and verse 17 from the NIV says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. The righteous does what? They cry out, and the Lord hears them. He hears the sound they made when they cried out. Then what happens? What happens after that? He delivers them from all their troubles. Not some of their troubles, but all their troubles. Everything that's bothering you, everything that's causing you a problem, causing you trouble. He delivers them from them all. In Daniel 10, verse 12, from the NIV, it says, an angel told Daniel, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God. That's another key. Somebody, you need to humble yourself before God. Don't never exalt yourself above God. And don't never take his credit. Because anything good that's going on in your life, you didn't do it yourself. God did. So humble yourself before your God. The first day that you did that, Daniel, your words were heard. And I have come in response to them. His words were heard, meaning there was a sound. And the angel came in response to the sound. His words were heard, which means that there was a sound. Daniel wasn't quiet. He was making a sound. And the angel came in response to the sound. God says a sound is going to break it off. Somebody ought to be shouting like that. To God be the glory. A sound is going to break it off. Then the enemy will know that things have shifted for this one. You can no longer touch or defile this one. There's no trap left on the earth or under the earth for this one. Then the announcement will have been made. Deliverance has come. Freedom has come. Another chance has been granted for this one. In Jesus' name. Father God, release all Jonas who are running from your call. Release them to see a glimpse of what you have for them. If they would just let go of their own will in exchange for yours. Help them to see, repent, and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. In Jesus' name, amen. This concludes tonight's prophetic message. If you want to receive prayer, send in your prayer request via Blog Talk Radio by going to prolificfire.com. Go to prolificfire.com, send in your prayer request. It will come directly to me, and I will answer as soon as possible via email. So if you send in a prayer request, keep your eyes on your email. Check your email, because I will respond. If you would like to sow into this word, you can use the Cash App. It's a dollar symbol in the ministry's name, Prolific Fire. Dollar symbol in front of P in Prolific is capital, F in Fire is capital. Prolific Fire, written all together.
or PayPal, paypal.me/politifire. Or you can start right there on the website, politifire.com. Be sure to join my sister in ministry, Poppy's Page, live on Faith on the Line Friday night for prayer and encouragement. Coming up this Friday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Then join me back here on Politifire for another word from the Lord, same night, time, and place. With that being said, beloved, to God be the glory. I'm out.
Just